Bishop Helder Camara, was like many saintly people who felt responsible for helping the oppressed. He worked among the disfavored in the dioceses of Recife and Olinda in Brazil. He was an outspoken voice for human rights during a time of military regime in that country. He participated in the Second Vatican Council and was influential in shaping the pastoral constitution on the church in the modern world. During the last years of his life, he worked diligently for the indigenous people of the rainforests who were being displaced by large business corporations. He died in 1999 at the age of 90. His cause for canonization is in process. He did not shy away from challenging government authorities when he believed they were acting unjustly, especially toward the poor. He constantly confronted government officials about the rights of the oppressed, making many enemies. He took seriously the gospel command, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone." He became known as the Red Bishop. Are we responsible for one another? Are we our brother or sister's keepers? Do we need to stand by the oppressed and hold others to a higher standard? Who are the oppressed in our community? In recent times, we have seen massive demonstrations against authoritarian governments, such as in Hong Kong and Myanmar. Are we our brothers and sisters' keepers? From the scriptures, the answer seems to be yes. This is one way we can glorify God with our lives. Standing with the vulnerable strengthens communities and peoples. When we focus only on ourselves, then our families, communities, society, and the planet we live upon are in danger. The root meaning of economy is household management, or caring for our home. The earth is our home. A good economy cares for our earthly home. In 2015, Pope Francis wrote his encyclical entitled On Care for Our Common Home, Laudato Si. This teaching will be added to next month by the Pope. Standing with the vulnerable involves commitment and conversion to living sustainably on the earth. It means overcoming our excessive consumerism and learning to live with what is essential. Standing with the vulnerable means standing with people of different colored skin or different religious beliefs and respecting the dignity of all people. If some lives do not matter, then all lives do not matter. Some business corporations, government leaders, equity funds, and others in power think that they have no responsibility to anyone but themselves and their shareholders. They can do whatever they want, regardless of the consequences to others or our earth. They want to be free, yet they forget that with freedom comes responsibility to others, especially to the vulnerable. Without responsibility for how we use our freedom, the result is only chaos and anarchy. How do we live responsibly for ourselves and one another? A starting point is to respect our own dignity and to take responsibility for our choices and the consequences. If we accept that we are made in the image of God and loved by God, then we will desire to do only that which reflects the glory of God in our lives. We will not disrespect ourselves or harm others or our world. Then we will recognize Christ's presence in one another, especially those who have fallen on hard times and are struggling. Christ in today's gospel reminds us that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, Christ is with us. He became human. He is present with us when we work to help and encourage one another. St. Paul teaches us today, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law.